Hello.
Hi, my name is Felicia. Return your call from customer care.
Yes, Felicia, I'm calling because I received an order that I didn't order.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to take a look at that for you.
Okay.
Hey, what's
What
your zip code?
it is 7508156 04.
First and last name.
Bonnie, Bonnie, and the last name is Burnham, just like it sounds, Burnham.
Okay,
BUR.
verify your address for me.
It is 629 Goodwin Drive, and that's in Richardson, Texas, and you already have the zip.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, looks like there was an anti-aging cream order, the Nuvi Face Cream.
Right. I received it, but I didn't order it.
You don't recall placing that order?
No, I had in 2019 there had been an order, and then I had canceled it because I can't use it. I can't. So I thought I canceled it, and somehow I'm getting the product again.
Okay. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'll go ahead and cancel the account. And I can transfer you to our fraud department. It's fine if you don't recall placing that order. They can go ahead and take care of that account for you, okay?
I appreciate it, Felicia. Thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am. Please hold for me, okay?
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. One moment.
You bet. All right.
Ms. Bynum, do you recall signing up for the trial offer on this order, where you only had to pay the shipping cost to have it delivered to you?
That was back in 2019.
Okay, but now you haven't recently placed an order, or no one in your household placed an order for it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna try and just go ahead and do an investigation ticket. What that does is we do, we penalize anyone who use your information to make a false claim. So we'll
Yes.
contact the local police department and give them your IP address of where the order, give them the IP of where the order came through at, and that will give them the location of whoever placed the order. So we
Okay.
can track that person down, whomever placed that order. But I'm gonna go ahead and get everything closed out for you. And I can get our courtesy to refund credited. And then once the investigation has completed, then we can notify you back, okay?
All right. Now, in the to return the product, because
You can just hang on to it until the investigation has been completed, Ms. Bonnie.
Okay.
Okay. So give me one second. I'm going to go ahead and get that refund credited back, start the investigation ticket, and then we'll be finished here, okay? Just bear with me one moment, okay?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. One moment, please. Thank you. Okay, thank you so very much for holding. I went ahead and got everything updated for you. Please
Okay.
allow 3 to 5 business days for that refund to be credited back to the card on file.
Okay. Is there any way to remove my card from my card number from the file so that this doesn't happen again?
Once corporate to this account is being closed out and refunded, they will get that taken care of and get it removed.
Okay, Felicia, I certainly appreciate your help. Is there any kind of follow-up number that I need?
The confirmation number?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, are you ready for the number?
I am.
Okay. The number is C as in cancel, 940-617. Again, that's C as in cancel, 940-617.
Okay, perfect.
And you'll see the refunds for $87.43 for two different products. That will be refunded back to the card on file within 3 to 5 business days. The account has been closed out. So that stops our reoccurring orders for you, okay?
Awesome. I really appreciate it. What a relief. Thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Anything else for you today, Ms. Viney?
Felicia, now let me just clarify. I will hear something back from the company, and then they'll tell me what to do with this product once they get everything worked out with the police department and for the fraud.
Yes, ma'am. Once the investigation has closed on the account, then we'll notify you back. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. You have a wonderful evening. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.